The following is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily those of Brewer Media Group.
It's time for the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour. Gain practical advice on financing, mortgages, small businesses, and life with Ben Phillips of Home Rage Mortgages and Sabrina Smedley of Sabrina Realty Associates. Learn the inside tips from two of the most successful entrepreneurs in the Chattanooga area. And now, here are your hosts, Sabrina and Ben.
Hey, and welcome to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour this Saturday morning, June 8th. Sabrina, good to be here.
Absolutely. Another beautiful Saturday. And lots of information. Lots of information we're going to be sharing. We're going to have a special guest later in the show. We're going to have Ms. B. Lurie in the studios here shortly. She's the owner and founder of Women Repair Zone. This is going to be interesting for any of our women listeners out there because B's going to talk about teaching women how to do home improvements and auto repair.
It's like do-it-yourself day.
I know. So I bet you'll even pick up on some tips, Ben.
I could use the education.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know nothing about auto repair whatsoever.
Well, I don't either. I've always, you know, bought a fairly new vehicle, gotten the warranty, you know, made sure it was, you know, before that thing comes up and says ding, 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 ding,
exactly.
I was there.
Exactly.
So it's all about taking care of your vehicle. So she's going to give a perspective on taking care of your vehicle from a woman's perspective, being able to do it on your own. That's really awesome. That's powerful.
Teaching women how to be independent. So I'm looking forward to having her in the studios here shortly. But, you know, we talked last week about the rates and we talked about, you know, reasons to buy a home. I've got some information. I found an article that's so interesting about when is the best time to sell your home.
Right.
You know, and to tell you the truth, it's right now. The article was fascinating. I just wanted to share some of this information this morning with anybody thinking about selling their home. May the 1st through the 15th is the absolute best time to sell a home.
So we May 1st through May 15th.
So here we are in June. But the good news is, up until July the 15th is really the ideal time to put your home on the market, no matter where you live.
Wow. This is all summer long, basically.
That's right. And so a lot of things that drive, or a lot of items, I guess, or issues that drive when is the best time to sell your home is pretty much dependent on the area you live in. When is the weather good? When is, you know, when are the summer months and that kind of stuff? And, of course, July the 15th is prime summertime here. So for anyone thinking about selling their home, now is the time. But other factors that determine the best time to sell a home: seasonability in your local market, listing in a seller's market, local job growth, low mortgage rates, tax incentives, and your own readiness to sell. I want to talk about each of those.
Oh, wow. Okay, and think about it. We're just now talking about when the best time to sell your home is, and we're talking about the summertime, which is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about mortgage rates, and we're talking about a 15-month low right now.
I know that.
15 months.
I know that. I think they just went down again. Last week, we were quoting 4%. I think they're down even lower now.
3.91 is the 30-year rate today. So there is no doubt that the pure affordability, the best rates that have been around for the last 5 years.
Absolutely.
Coming out of some of the economic issues from 2008 that stemmed from there. Golly, 3.9 is basically, you know, inflation is 3% roughly
exactly.
Over the last 50, 60 years.
Exactly.
So you're basically borrowing the money for free, in my mathematical opinion.
So a 15-year loan interest rate has to be down to about 3.5%.
No, it's lower than that. It's around 3.25%.
That is crazy.
And it's inching downward. So it's a very exciting time, not just to buy a home and get an affordable rate, but also to consider, hey, I want to buy a home and I want to be debt-free in 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that.
I know. I'd
imagine these millennials that are, you know, they're turning the corner of 33, 34. They've had some good jobs. They've mm-hmm. been promoted and they're excited about kind of getting into that real home for their family. You know, there might be a child already and another child on the way.
That's right.
And it's time to get into that awesome home that you're going to be in with that awesome school district over in East Brainerd or Ooltewah.
Exactly.
And you think about getting, they can afford a 15-year with these fixed mm-hmm. rates at 3.25%. Mm-hmm. I've actually done the math here. And if you're just now joining us, folks, this is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour on Easy 106.9 FM. where you're going to learn today about whether you're a single mom able to how to work on her car or just
or
an opportunity.
Home renovation.
Or do home renovations. Mm-hmm. This is going to be an exciting hour. But right now, you can get in a 3.25% interest rate and buy a $200,000 home, and your payment is going to be less than $1,000 per month.
That's unbelievable.
Folks, this is unbelievable.
And this is one of the reasons for our sellers, because we're talking about why it's a good time to sell your home. This is one reason
they can afford,
to list
they can
your,
afford
home
your home. They can afford it.
Buyers are buying because of the low rates right now.
It's awesome.
So anybody think about selling your home, it's also important not only to take advantage of those low interest rates, but selling in a seller's market, which we know it is a seller's market.
It really is.
You know, and
here in Chattanooga it is, for
that's
sure.
That's right. Because in a seller's market, there's more potential home buyers than there are available properties. And we are seeing that. Every week we're saying we need more homes to sell, more homes to sell, more homes to sell. Our inventory continually goes down. And the demand keeps going up. So
that home on Ottawa Ringgold Road, it sold in what, 24 hours?
Exactly.
Not even, maybe 5 hours?
Exactly. And, you know, most sellers, too, not only are they selling their house more quickly because of the demand, but they are, in many cases, as you know, getting multiple offers. That house you just mentioned, we had 3 offers in less than 24 hours. It was crazy. And what was crazy is I got the professional photographer out there to do all these nice photos and bring the drone out and use the drone and do all these nice photos. And then I didn't even get the photos posted. I mean, just got the basic skeleton information
right
on the multiple listing. And we were getting calls and 3 offers in less than 24 hours.
Well, and not just 3 offers. Not just 3 offers. There were 3 offers
above asking
price. So it's, you know, just getting an offer doesn't really mean much. Getting offers over the asking price of the seller's request.
That's right.
That tells you a story of where we are in this market.
So listeners, pay very close attention to what we are saying. If you are thinking about selling your home, now is the time. Something else that drives the best time to sell your home, though, and this is also good for our area, local job growth makes it a good time to sell. You know, our unemployment here in Hamilton County is below 3%. It's unbelievable.
Is that a record?
It's unbelievable. I think it's continued to go down, and it's remained that way for a while now. But, you know, we have a lot of job opportunity, too. We do.
We do.
We have some of the businesses here expanding. We have new businesses coming in, which is really, really good. And, you know, our challenge now is to keep up with the workforce demands and to train a workforce to meet the job supply. So that's our challenge.
Yeah.
The jobs are great, though. Our unemployment's great. Another good time and a good reason to sell your home.
Yeah. And all the more reason, I mean, especially we're going to have much more penetration in the Ottawa Apison market. Because they haven't gotten the sewer system up in,
right,
you know, the Sail Creek area. They haven't done that yet. And that infrastructure is key to growth.
I'm telling
and
you.
And Ottawa has got it.
Absolutely. We discussed this, the next one, the low mortgage rates. And we're going to hit on that some more because I know you've got some other numbers to brag about,
well,
too, today.
Yeah, but you know what? I need to interject real quick because there's people out there that are driving to work,
right,
or they're driving out there and they've got to get out of their car. If you are interested, you know, we say, hey, listen up, be mindful, get educated here. You know, pick up the phone.
That's
pick up
right
the phone and call Sabrina Realty right
that's
now.
Right.
Give that number,
423-499-7780. There is someone eager to take your call and help you out for sure. Tax incentives on purchasing improve home selling odds. We learned last week with our guest, we had Randy Fairbanks, a CPA in here, that a lot of the tax incentives for home ownership have gone away.
Well, I wouldn't say that they've gone away. I would say that they have raised the deductions. They doubled
the standard.
Them.
Yeah.
So,
the
so
standard
they so
deduction
they caught. So I would not say that they went away.
If you itemized, you
well,
still can take advantage.
But the majority of Americans didn't itemize.
Yeah.
So the majority of Americans just got a double standard deduction. So I just want to go against the grain and say no. I think there was an honorable thing to give more Americans a mm-hmm bigger standard deduction, which is a, if you look down the mathematical formula, if you will, with me, that is more tax credits back in their pocket. It ends up being a tax credit.
Well, speaking of tax incentives, though, I think you'll like this because I know you guys deal with this a lot. There's a lot of first-time homeowner credits.
Right.
And there's loans out there and where folks, especially first-time homebuyers, can get into a home with zero down.
They can, and it's an exciting time. You just have to have, you know, fair to decent credit and a stable job, and you can get a grant down payment of, you know, 100% financing.
Exactly.
You know, think about it, Sabrina. You buy a new home, you get out of the apartment or wherever you're living with the parents. That transition is critical for families and for, you know, people starting out.
Right.
So they've got to buy furniture. They got to buy the bedroom. You know, they've got to kind of upgrade. And, you know, why take in, you know, you're borrowing money to put a down payment, or you're taking out all your savings and putting a down payment? No. This is an opportunity to take that grant money from the government and to extremely low rates.
Exactly.
And to take affordability to a new level.
And, you know, we talked about knowledge is power and educating folks. And that's our job, to educate folks, because a lot of first-time homebuyers, they don't even know these programs are available. And there's no way for them to know about it unless we are out telling people. And we have an opportunity on the radio to do that. But, I mean, right. A lot of first-time homebuyers have no idea these programs are even available. Something else, speaking of taxes, a lot of people are now getting a return. And, you know, what better way than to take that tax return and use it on owning your own home. Stop making the landlord rich, you know?
Yeah.
Own your own home, invest in yourself. We talk about this all the time. Also, a seller's readiness to market their home. You know, lifestyle changes, you know, are you going through job changes, relocating, growing a family? We talked about that. Need a bigger home. These are reasons to sell your home right now. But you do have to get emotionally prepared, don't you? We talk about that. You have to let go of that home. When you make the decision to list that home, you have to emotionally detach from that home.
You really do.
You do.
If you don't, they won't see themselves in the home.
Exactly.
They're going to see your pictures. They're going to see you in the home. And then it becomes a reverse sentimental value. It doesn't help that decision process at all. And remember, it's a business transaction. So you're trying to sell your home. You've made the decision to sell your home. Mm-hmm. Now it's time to get the emotion out of it and actually make it a successful business transaction.
And exactly. And focus on the financial benefits, which we talked about. It being a seller's market, you know, buyers being able to get those low rates. It's a good market for buyers and sellers right now.
Yeah, it is, because you got the affordability going for the buyers right now. I mean, just a year and a half ago, interest rates were in the right around that 5% mark. Mm-hmm. When you do the math on it, it's a couple hundred dollars to $250 on a $200,000 loan. Well, that takes food out of your you know, cupboard.
Absolutely,
it does not pay for that that electric bill.
Absolutely,
it doesn't pay for gas. It just takes money right out of your pocket, and that's survival stuff. That's right out of your survival chest. So, folks need to recognize the time is now.
The time is now.
I know it seems like we preach that a lot, but when you think about the math behind home ownership and the average homeowner is worth $106,000,
right,
in the latest Forbes report.
Right.
But guess what? The average renter went from 2016 to 2017, went down to a value, an asset valuation, mm-hmm, from $6,000 to $4,000. So, home, you know, they say the rich are getting richer and the poor getting poorer. I want to reverse that for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say homeowners are getting wealthier and renters are getting poorer.
Well, the good news is, I'm telling you, we don't know how long it's going to last. So take advantage of it, whether you're looking to sell or buy. And you are listening to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 FM. When we come back after the break, we're going to have a special guest in the studios. We're going to have Bea Lurie, the owner and founder of Women Repair Zone. So stay tuned.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now. 805-9100. Families all over Tennessee are calling Home Rate Mortgage right now with these amazing 9-month low rates and paying off their high interest credit card debt into one low fixed rate mortgage payment. And check this out. We just helped a retired court reporter who lives in Ottawa. We paid off her mortgage and $7,000 in credit card debt and saved her family $400 per month while, get this, giving her $10,000 additional cash out for home improvements so that her grandson can live with her. It's easy, and you can do it too. It just takes 10 minutes and this number, 805-9100. And if you're at your desk like me, get a quick quote at homeratemortgage.com.
Now back to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. You know, we were just talking about interest rates being, you know, 15-month lows.
Yeah.
It's very exciting to think about being a buyer today and saying, hey, I've decided to buy a home, and here you are, you can get a $200,000 home and you can have a payment under $990 a month.
Crazy.
It's exciting.
I know.
Because I know that if they were renting a two-bedroom home, a two-bedroom apartment, say.
It's probably $1,000 or more, depending on like location. Yeah. Out in our area, that'd be $1,200.
Easily.
So, I mean, you can own your own home, have your own yard.
Save a few $100 in the process. And actually live that American dream, which we just talked about. It's exciting because the American dream keeps going up in value.
Oh, yeah.
And your loan goes down to zero. And the difference of those two numbers is your equity that you're building. And I call it equity, but we really should call it wealth.
Right.
That's wealth. That's real wealth. And we're all homeowners in here, right? So think about this. I mean, are you proud to be a homeowner?
Absolutely.
Has it been a good financial move?
Been great.
No brainer. I have not talked to too many homeowners. Did you know the foreclosure rate in America right now and here for the past 3 years is under 1%? It's under 1%. Mm-hmm. So that means if I just randomly select 100 people that are homeowners, go through that whole process of selecting 100 of them, maybe one is struggling being a homeowner.
Yeah.
Maybe more than one is struggling to be a homeowner, but one of them is struggling to the point.
But there's help out there, too. Yeah. There's help out there. People don't know about it. You can call and talk to your mortgage lender, and you can use a very proactive approach. A lot of times they'll modify the loan, work with you on payments and stuff. The important thing is not to give up.
Bingo. Not giving up. And then you said a key word, proactive.
Exactly.
People that want to win, they normally win because they want to win.
That's right.
So there is a lot of desire that goes in. The point is that I'm trying to make is that it's a great time to become a homeowner.
It is.
Because the future looks good for homeownership. And, you know, obviously not paying a payment down the road instead of paying a payment forever to your landlord is just a common sense, logical, good
That's
idea.
Right. And, you know, for our single listeners out there, you women, you may be afraid of buying a home. You don't want the upkeep. You'd rather just rent something, have your landlord take care of everything. Well, we're going to bring in our special guest, Bea Lurie. She's the owner and founder of Women Repair Zone. And Bea is inspiring women. You're teaching women how to do home renovations and auto repair and more than anything to be independent.
Absolutely. Right? And save money.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I want to talk about some of that stuff. First of all, let's talk about how on earth you got inspired to do this. I think based on what you shared, it goes back into your childhood. So tell our listeners a little bit how Bea Lurie got inspired to help women.
So when I was 10 years old, my father was taking our unfinished basement to make more room for the family.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fascinated by the idea that you can take this dusty cement basement and make it into extra space, extra bedrooms and kitchen. So I went down and I kind of mustered all of my 10-year-old courage and I said to my dad, I want to help. And my dad said to me words I will never forget, which was, you're a girl and girls don't need to learn this stuff. And I just was mortified. I mean, I kind of took my tail between my legs, went back upstairs, and it was like he told me I can do something because I was a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only really recently that I kind of connected the dots and realized that that was the beginning of my feminism,
mm-hmm.
you know, because women are equal, you know, and, you know, so through the years, I always was fascinated by buildings from that point on, and we bought a beautiful old house built in 1908 in Brooklyn, where I'm from.
Oh, wow.
And I had no skills to do the work. And my husband didn't either. And so I did some things like stripping of woodwork and stripping of pillars, but I had to hire people all the time, and it's really expensive.
And you're on their time schedule. You're going to wait till they can get there and do the work.
And you're at their mercy. Are they good? Are they doing their job?
That's right.
Do they know what they're doing? And when we moved to Chattanooga just about 18 years ago, we also bought an old house that's built in 1900. And same thing. Lack of skills. And this idea has been percolating in my head for decades, you know.
Subliminally since 10 years old.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And the subliminal part is really, really important that you mentioned that, because it really didn't occur to me until maybe the past 6 or 7 months that that voice from my father was so deep in my head that whenever I would try to fix something, my stomach would turn into this humongous knot.
Wow.
And I just couldn't do it.
And they say words won't hurt you.
So did you ever share with your dad the impact that those words had on you? So what was his response? I'm just kind of curious. I'm sure he didn't mean to devastate you or anything like that.
Sometimes bad words are a blessing.
I know. Exactly what's gotten her where she is today. But I mean, so what was his response? I'm just kind of curious.
My dad's a really interesting guy. I mean, he's a Holocaust survivor.
Oh, wow.
And he, you know, he's very different than he was maybe even like 12 or 15 years ago. He's really opened up emotionally. Mm-hmm. So he really understands that it would have really been wonderful for me to learn these things.
Oh, yeah.
But he still has that sexist, you know, mentality, because when I tell him, Dad, I'm teaching women how to do automotive repairs, he goes, you're teaching them like how to change a tire. He goes, that's dangerous. You need a man to do that. And I'm like, Dad.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's, you know, he's 89, so he's from a different generation.
Absolutely.
But he's very supportive of the business, and he's always asking me, you know, how are your workshop's going, and he's very proud.
Well, you've got an interesting background, and you've done a lot of things. So kind of talk about your background. I know you've owned the two older homes, but kind of what kind of the network you built over the years, and kind of what's connected you to start this company? Because I know you have an impressive background.
Thank you. So prior to starting Women Repair Zone, I was president and CEO of Girls Inc. of Chattanooga for 9 years.
Yeah.
And when I started at Girls Inc., within the first few months, we began planning camps for summer and for fall. And I said, why don't we do a camp called, the name just escaped me. But it, you know, it was a camp that focused on teaching kids the things that I didn't know.
Yeah.
So we taught them how to change a tire, how to change the oil, how to do, you know, basic upholstery. We had from TVA an electrical engineer who was a woman come in, and she taught them how to rewire a lamp, and they were shocked when they were able to make this lamp work. Mm-hmm. And every single year that we did this camp, and it was many, many, many years, the grandmothers and mothers would say to us, what about us? And that kept on, you know, it was just percolating in my head, like, well, what about us? You know, what about all the women who don't know how to do this? Mm-hmm. And so what makes this business really unique in the country is we have women teaching women these skills.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's awesome. And if you're just now joining us, this is the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. Thank you so much for having us. We are being a part of the show. B. Lurie, the head of what, Women's Zone?
Yeah. Women Repair
Women
Zone.
Women Repair Zone is joining us, and she's telling us a very unique perspective on helping girls be independent in a sense. You know,
women and girls as well, but yes, women.
But
you
sorry.
Know, there's, okay. there's more and more single folks out there, you know, and women and, you know, single family households, and we know this, and they're raising kids, and like you said, I mean, they're strapped, they don't have a lot of extra income, they're just struggling to make ends meet, and this is an opportunity for them to learn some of these do-it-yourself things and save money and stuff. So what are the most common things that you are teaching women that they can do around the house?
So it isn't just single women. We're finding that we're getting women who are, you know, well, certainly, you know, those that are single at both ends of the spectrum, with divorced or they're widowed coming in, but also married women who just want to be able to do things themselves. So our plumbing basics class was sells out, and our tiling class, tiling a kitchen backsplash like a pro, sells out. We have a popular class on how to avoid getting ripped off by a contractor.
That's a good one.
That is a good
one. Because that, and unfortunately, that's pretty prevalent that
yeah,
happens.
Yeah, and it's a number two consumer complaint nationally, and it's been mm-hmm. that way for a while. We do a class on preventing automotive repairs. Mm-hmm. So we have some classes that are hands-on, mm-hmm. and we have others that are lecture-based. Mm-hmm. And some of the ones we have coming up, we have one called Making an Upholstered Footstool.
Oh, yeah.
Which is using a bandsaw to create the rounded wooden base, mm-hmm. and then literally building all the components of the footstool, including upholstering it.
Right.
So you walk out of the class with this beautiful footstool that you've made that's very sturdy. Mm-hmm. All the products we use are really good. Rewiring and repairing lamps. Remodeling your bathroom on a budget, because mm-hmm. that can be very expensive. And we have Jenna LaFerver, who has a wonderful blog. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to come in and talk about that. Using a chainsaw safely.
Wow. They're hard to even hold, though. I have used one. Have you ever used one, Ben?
Of course. It's not safe.
I mean, there's an art to it. There's an art to it.
And the woman who's teaching it has been using and teaching how to use a chainsaw for 15 years. She worked in a national forest leading mm-hmm. crews, mm-hmm. Including at one time an all-woman crew. Mm-hmm. And there are chainsaws now that don't kick back, mm-hmm. that are safer. But, you know, it's really handy to be able to cut, you know, logs up and other things for yourself. So just making concrete planters. I mean, it's just a host of
different... It sounds like a variety.
So it's home repair, home improvement, and auto maintenance is mm-hmm. what we teach.
Well, that is awesome. So when we come back here in a few minutes, I want to talk more about how you promote yourself and how folks can get in touch with you. We want you to share your information and all that. But I'm telling you, Ben, is this not fascinating too? I mean, I would think that there's a huge market for this.
It really will be huge.
Yeah,
we just got to get the word out, and mm-hmm. and women everywhere would be very interested in learning these things. I mean, we're talking about not getting ripped off by a contractor. Number two, complaints.
That's huge. Mm-hmm.
That is not only huge, but you know, the very first thing you said is how to save, and I definitely want to talk to you about that. So stay tuned, everybody. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how to save your money. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money, and if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. With rates at 9-month lows, your home purchasing power just went up $28,000. If you were able to buy a $225,000 home, now you can buy a $250,000 home for the exact same payment. That's $250,000. The Jones family had been house hunting for months, and with the timing of these low rates, they were able to get into the home of their dreams. It's easy, and you can do it too. Call 805-9100. It just takes 10 minutes, and this phone number, 805-9100, or homeratemortgage.com. Turn a house into a
home. You're listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour on Easy 106.9.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour here on Easy 106.9 FM. If you're just joining us, we have a very special guest in the studios today, Bea Lurie. She's the owner and founder of Women Repair Zone. And we're talking about how that she's helping women make home improvements, learn how to do some auto repairs and stuff like that. And how long have you been... when did you start the Women Repair Zone?
So it'll be a year on June 21st.
So you got an anniversary coming up.
We do.
Wow.
I'm very excited.
How are we celebrating?
Yeah.
Celebrating with a party. Okay. And, you know, we actually have a partnership with Pratt Homes.
Okay, that's awesome.
So we're using one of their spaces, their beautiful design center mm-hmm. In Red Bank. And then the next day we're celebrating by having a DIY day
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself. It's divided into morning and afternoon sessions that mirror each other. The beginning of each session is what should be in your toolbox.
Okay.
And then you have a choice between a carpentry class, an upholstery class, or an automotive class.
Okay. Now, do you have these classes posted somewhere?
Share with our listeners
how they can get this information.
So they should go to our website, which is womenrepairzone.com. Mm-hmm. And we are also on Facebook. The best way to know about our classes that are coming up is to get our e-newsletter. And you can sign up on our website for that, because we will post classes that are coming up that we have not yet posted on our website or Facebook. It's just kind of a preview telling you what's coming up.
Okay, well, I know that women out there that are interested, they're sitting there, yeah, but how much is it going to cost and all that. So Can you give us a little bit of a snippet? For example, plumbing basics. I found that very fascinating for women out there. Mm-hmm. What kind of cost is that?
So it's $65, and I was just talking to one of our customers just yesterday, mm-hmm. doing a follow-up with customers to find out what benefit they've gotten from our workshops, and she was telling me of two plumbing repairs that she had made.
Wow, awesome.
That saved her hundreds of dollars because she now knew how to do it herself.
That's awesome.
So it's a small investment for the what you get out of it.
Yeah, just the plumber to come out there is going to be about $100.
Yes.
Oh, so They're going to charge you that, and then
service
they might not,
regardless.
And they don't always fix your
that's
problem.
Right. Yes, that's true.
Yeah. And if it's a simple washer or something like that, a $2 or $3 port, why do you want to spend?
It's exactly
true. $100 plus.
Or, yeah, just the little, what is it, the S-drain or whatever they call it. It's really simple to do. You just have to know what to buy, and they'll take you through all of it, I'm sure.
Now, B, I heard you say one of the workshops is what tools to have. Mm-hmm. And I know you're only as good as your tools, right?
Right.
So what are those must-have tools? Just share with our listeners, what are those must-have tools that everyone should have in their toolbox? Because you'll be impressed. I've got a toolbox in the back of my vehicle.
Oh, that's great.
I do.
Yeah.
I want to see if I've got everything I need, though. So what are those must-have tools?
So, of course, a hammer, mm-hmm. a screwdriver, a mm-hmm. wrench, pliers. Mm-hmm. You should have a nail set. Mm-hmm. You should have a drill.
Okay.
There are some others, too. I don't want to give it all away.
Yeah.
But the thing that we have found is that people think they know how to use a hammer or a screwdriver.
Right.
And they're not using it exactly right, so they're not getting the total benefit, and they're ending up with things like, for example, bent nails or the screw not going in correctly or things like that.
Right.
Which is frustrating.
It's very frustrating.
When folks don't do it right, then they feel like they can't accomplish it, and they feel like it's harder than it really actually is.
Yeah, and it's all a matter of knowing how to use it correctly.
Oh, yeah.
Which is experience.
I know I could use some guidance for sure. So what are some of the greatest challenges that you see with women, when you're trying to teach them and everything?
So the women who come are sometimes they're very afraid of mm-hmm. the power tools. You put in a tile saw and it is loud and that blade is going and it looks really frightening. The same thing with the bandsaw or the miter saw.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had women we had one who is a surgeon's assistant and does hand surgery. She helps. And she's like, I'm not using that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Once they see the instructor teaching them, we're very focused on safety. Very focused on safety. Nobody has gotten hurt. Nobody is going
to
get hurt.
That's awesome.
And once they kind of see other people doing it, they begin to realize, I can do it. And what I find, and I hope I'm not really stereotyping, but what we were saying in class to women about these tools, we were having this conversation with the power mm-hmm. tools, mm-hmm. is that women tend to be, they don't jump into it. Like, they're respectful of the fact that this is a dangerous tool.
Yeah.
So they do it a little more slowly and a little more carefully.
Mm-hmm.
So they're less likely to get hurt than a guy that goes in and, I'm going to take my,
I'm a muscle man.
Yeah, exactly. So, and all men are not that way, obviously, and all women are not that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really amazing seeing that level of confidence. Now, what we need to do is convince the women who are on that fence where they're like, there is no way that I can do this stuff, because women come to our classes and feel that way, but you have other women who are just like, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
But once they get into the class, then they're like, they're smitten, because all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, I can do this stuff. I can build this. I can make this.
So I would imagine you can do a lot of this stuff yourself now. You probably learned how to do a lot of it.
I don't get the nod anymore, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I get excited about being able to fix things myself.
Right.
It's just a whole, it's such an incredible feeling to be able to, you know what you need to do and do it. And if it doesn't come out right the first time, not give up.
Right.
And that's okay, because we all make mistakes, and that's how you learn.
Now, you said your one-year anniversary is coming up this month.
Yes.
So how are you promoting yourself? How are you getting the word out there? How are women finding out that the service is available?
So shows like this. Mm-hmm. We were recently filmed by Ask This Old House. That has not come out yet, but that will come out.
When's that coming out?
Sometime between October and June, they will let us know.
Interesting.
We've been on multiple TV and radio shows. We have our newsletter, mm-hmm. which has over 2,000.
That's awesome.
About 1,300 subscribers. We have Facebook, which has about the same, too. We have Instagram. I do presentations. You know, and I go to a lot of networking events.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, I think it's a great service, and I really wish I'd known about something like this even when I was single and stuff, because I could have saved a lot of money. I had some of those bad experiences where you get somebody out, do a job, and you didn't get your money's worth, and
mm-hmm. right.
and that's not fun as a woman to go mm-hmm. through that, especially when you're providing for your family and trying to make ends meet and stuff. So we talked about some tools that we should have in our toolbox. You also teach some auto repair.
We do.
So what do we need to have in our vehicle? I know we need, jumper cables?
Definitely jumper cables. Mm-hmm. There are systems now that make it much easier where you don't even need jumper cables.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know where all the parts are to be able to change a tire. You need to know how to change a tire. And don't depend upon your cell phone service or saying, I'm going to be able to call, AAA or whatever else, because there are a lot of places where there are dead spots.
Exactly.
And you try to make a call and you can't. And you don't want to be out there being alone in a dark street and you're helpless. That's
exactly
really
right.
dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that you have rags in your car, that you have water in your car.
Extra coat.
Just you need to be prepared to kind of think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You need something to be able to, when you're changing your tire, keep your tire from moving.
Mm-hmm.
So some sort of, like a chock you can put there.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the things that you need.
And most vehicles come with a spare tire and a jack and that type of stuff. Now, mm-hmm. I'm terrified. I'll just admit, I'm terrified to get under a car. To jack it up and get under a car. I got a phobia about that.
Go ahead.
But you don't have to get under the car to jack it up.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it really safely, despite what my father says. And it's very empowering to be able to able to do that.
Absolutely.
So you should come to one of our classes.
I need to do that. So and you're also teaching women how to change their own oil. That saves a lot of money, right?
That we have not done, because what we have found is that most women would prefer to just take it to a place and do it.
Okay.
How
do you make the connections? How do you find the right electrician, the right plumber? I mean, how do you go through that process
and making sure,
hey, this is the right one. This is, this is a reputable, dependable person.
So it's one of the, in the beginning, it took me 4 months to find my first person, because women who are in this field don't tend to advertise.
Mm-hmm.
People are so excited by a woman who's competent, who can do this, that they're just word of mouth. No, mm-hmm. No Facebook, no website. So the first time, it took me 4 months to find the first person.
Wow.
And it's just a matter of just talking to lots of people, really questioning them and kind of learning about what they know,
mm-hmm.
What they're comfortable teaching. And then I do training, because the woman plumber who we use has never taught a class. Neither has the, the woman general contractor and others.
Wow.
So I teach them how to do adult learning theory, mm-hmm. how to implement
that's
it
good.
So that they're successful as teachers. And that's worked out really well.
Well, for anyone listening, we do have Bea Lurie in the studios, and she's talking about her passion in teaching women how to be independent, how to do home improvements, auto repair. Tell our listeners how to get in touch with you, B. And mm-hmm. and again, I want you to share some of the upcoming workshops you have, but tell our listeners how to get in touch with you the best way and how to find out about one of your upcoming workshops.
So our website is womenrepairzone.com. Sign up for our e-newsletter. You can also call me and ask questions, 423-240-4420. Workshops that we have coming up are Making an Upholstered Footstool, which is Monday, June 10th. Mm-hmm. We have Rewiring and Repairing Lamps, Remodeling Your Bathroom on a Budget.
And where's this class going to be?
So they're in different locations. Making an Upholstered Footstool is we use a woodworking shop mm-hmm. that okay. we do automotive classes in. We do our carpentry classes in there. And
so you guys are kind of mobile. You move yeah. to the various...
We're mobile for now. I mean, I'm in the process of raising the money so that we can open up our own space.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we're a little more than a third of the way there.
That's awesome.
But that's, you know, we'd like to be in our own branded space and then eventually expand to other locations. So that's part of the plan. Yeah,
that's really neat. And then you've got the anniversary coming up, and you're doing part of that at Pratt Homes down at Red Bank.
Yes, and we're also doing that DIY day, which is going to be a big thing for us.
That will be do-it-yourself.
Yeah, so that's on the 21st, right? And where is that
so
at?
The 21st is the party.
Is that open to the public or?
The party? They have to RSVP.
Okay, and so they can RSVP on your Facebook page, I imagine?
Yes, or on our website.
Okay.
So with the party, if they bring somebody with them and that person signs up for a workshop that night, then they end up getting $5. The person who brought somebody gets $5 off a workshop that take the next 3 months.
So bring 12 people, it's free.
Yeah.
That's not up, right?
Yeah, right, yeah. And a do-it-yourself day is on the 22nd.
And
so
that's
Saturday.
In Collegedale.
It is in Collegedale. It's at the beautiful...
It's in our area.
Yeah, that's a yeah. lot. That's
a beautiful
lot of stuff.
Founders Hall.
Oh, yeah, that is a beautiful...
All right, well, we need you to stay just one more segment because we really want to get into that financial aspect of things.
Uh-huh, okay.
I want to, you know, just give women a tidbit on how to save their money better because I've got one I'd like to share as well, and I just want to see how it compares because maybe we can help the world become better savers. And
oh, absolutely.
And we need it here in America.
Yes, we do need it in America. Yeah.
So when we come back, we're going to continue on. And with, hey, women out there, if you want to learn how to do it yourself, this is exciting. Stay tuned.
Did you know that mortgage rates are at 9-month lows? Listen up, y'all. Ben Phillips, Home Rate Mortgage, right here in Chattanooga, 805-9100. I'm in the business of saving people money. And if you want to save money, pick that cell phone up right now, 805-9100. With rates at 9-month lows, your home purchasing power just went up $28,000. If you were able to buy a $225,000 home, now you can buy a $250,000 home for the exact same payment. That's $250,000. The Jones family had been house hunting for months, and with the timing of these low rates, they were able to get into the home of their dreams. It's easy, and you can do it too. Call 805-9100. It just takes 10 minutes, and this phone number, 805-9100 or homeratemortgage.com.
Turn a house into a home rate mortgage.
And welcome back to the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. We've been doing this for 3 or 4 years now.
Exactly.
I've always enjoyed, you know, just talking shop with you. I'll be, you know, just working along or maybe out in the public and I'll run into someone that's just like, you know, I love the way you and Sabrina talk on the radio show. Yeah. It's so awesome. And we just really appreciate it. It's informative. And, or my nephew listened to your show and it helped him with his quest to become a homeowner. It's exciting to hear those stories out in the public because that's, it kind of helps our fire continue to burn,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and you know, I get told that a lot too, but I think it's because it's obvious that we're both passionate about what we do.
Right.
And not only about, you know, making that real estate transaction or closing that loan, but making a difference and impacting lives, you know? I mean, in their home. I mean, that's usually someone's greatest financial decision and investment. And I think that people sense we're passionate about what we do, and that's why we kind of bounce off good off of each other. But speaking of Ben, you haven't told anyone how to contact Home Rate Mortgage this morning. For our listeners out there thinking about refinancing or buying a home, we talked a lot about buying a home, but refinancing, I mean, take advantage of the rates right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, on Monday, we took a record number of applications. So that should tell you what people are doing right now.
Awesome.
It has been several years since we were even near that number. Mm-hmm. And it's impressive. Nearly 50 applications in one day.
That's awesome.
It's like, wow. Mm-hmm. So if that doesn't tell the general public what is going on with these interest rates, what is going on with the Chattanooga market, it's at least an indicator for you to kind of perk up and say, okay, what's going on here? Take a looky. But yeah, absolutely. We're a mortgage company. We started here locally in Chattanooga. I think that gives us a little bit of a competitive advantage. We underwrite our own loans. We lend money, our own money, and then we sell it, package it up to Fannie and Freddie and all that good stuff. So we are a top level lender that's built it right, built it local mm-hmm. for local folks. And we're making a difference. We're making an impact. And our growth is, I think it makes a statement that we care about people. You talk about that passion.
Oh yeah.
There's no doubt about it. I didn't get here because I was granted the yellow brick road or whatever. It was the tough road.
You worked for it.
Yeah, definitely earned it. But I did have people that loved me, and they did show me, you know, the value of hard work. Mm-hmm. And that's I think that's what translates into our customers, and that's why they keep coming back. So call us today, folks. Toll free 844-805-9100. You can also dial us locally at 805-9100, and you can get a quick quote online at homeratemortgage.com.
And we talked at the beginning of the show why it's a great time to sell your home. List it. Well, call Sabrina Realty. We'll come out and give you a free consultation, make recommendations if we need to. We might even get you signed up for one of these workshops. So if you need to do a little renovating before we put your house on the market, you can learn how to do it yourself and save a lot of money.
Amen.
But we would love to come out and help you, talk to you about selling your home, coming up with a strategy and a plan to get that house so fast. You can reach Sabrina Realty at 423-499-7780 or visit our website, sabrinarealty.com, for all kinds of information and tips. So we've been talking to B. Lurie. She's very impressive.
Thank you.
And very unique. I mean, how many women think of an entrepreneurial idea like this?
It really is, what do you call it? Like, I don't want to say like cutting edge, like technology, but you're developing this own unique, like you're just going through the jungle and you're just kind of finding your own way. It's really different and inspiring.
It's unique, I think that there is a need.
There's a huge need for
what you're doing, teaching women to be independent. We talked about some of the workshops you've got coming up to teach women how to do it yourself on the home repairs, auto repairs, and in turn, you're teaching people to save money.
And to develop confidence.
Yeah.
And, you know, what happens is we have women who, you know, take one workshop and then develop the confidence. Like one of the women took one of our carpentry workshops, and she took the confidence from that to use herself safely, you know, a saw.
Right.
A chainsaw. And she, you know, she also took a class on how to seeding from scratch. And she said that she had been trying for years to do anything with gardening, and she was a total black thumb, and it was completely hopeless. And she took those classes for her last stand. And now she's planted over 100 seeds. She has this spectacular garden. I mean, the photos, and she's, you know, she took a picture of the salad that she made from the garden and the blueberries that are growing and the other things. And she just, you know, she got over that hump of feeling she couldn't do it by taking the class.
Mm-hmm. That is so awesome.
You know, it's fun.
This goes back to what I've always, you know, we talk about passion, mm-hmm. but, you know, every action that we take in life, the preceding thing before that, the real preceding thing is right here. It's upstairs in your brain.
If you tell yourself you can't do something, you'll never be able to do it.
Right. So the fact that it's an actionable class that teaches you, you're showing, you're getting them hands on, and you're getting in their head, mm-hmm. and you're giving them that confidence. I remember, you know, over the years of being a sales manager since 2001, mm-hmm. I remember people saying, well, I just need some success so I can get excited.
Yeah.
Or, hey, I just need to get excited so I can get some success. It's like, there's always this debate about which one came first, mm-hmm. you know? Uh-huh. But the truth of it is if you believe you can achieve. Mm-hmm. And so you have to sometimes, you know, play a game with yourself. You have to fool yourself and say, hey, mm-hmm. you know what? I'm just going to lie to myself and say I can do something that I really know I can't, because that'll actually get me moving. That'll get my, you know, my motor skills moving. And then there's some positivity that comes from that action. So you've got to believe.
True.
You've got to believe first. Mm-hmm. So if you're out there and you're, you know, you've heard B talk about these do-it-yourself classes, mm-hmm. you know, maybe you're that person that says, you know, I can't do that. Well, I challenge you to just look back in the mirror real quick. Maybe you're just parked and you're in your car. Look in the mirror and just lie to yourself. Just go ahead and say, you know what? I can do it.
Well, yeah,
I can do it.
You can do it. Exactly.
It starts in your brain, folks. And you, who has control of your brain other than yourself?
Exactly.
So we need a spark. And that's what Sabrina and I do really on our show. We want to ignite your fire.
Yeah. Exactly.
We want to, there's gas in there. Okay. We're going to strike the match, and we're going to give you that. And that's why we have to be on the show today, because you're given an opportunity that's, you know, like I said, you're kind of creating your own path.
Yeah.
And helping women out there. And I can see where it can
this
help a lot of other folks.
Calling. Well, this is a special calling. It really is.
We were
talking about how that when you can do it yourself, you save so much money. Do you know, or have you looked into, what does the average person spend on maintenance around their home every year? I mean, what kind of money are we talking about saving on average?
So we've looked at individual classes in mm-hmm. terms of, like, with, you know, tiling a backsplash by yourself. Mm-hmm. That would cost you hundreds of dollars
right.
to be able to hire somebody.
Absolutely.
But if you do it yourself, it's like less than $200, depending
no
on
doubt
how
about
big
it.
A space to, you know, you're going to do it. And it's your, every time you look at that, it's like, I did that. And, you know, you'd be amazed coming into the class where the women are learning how to do this. They know nothing about this. And then you see, you know, photos, like one of our customers, the photos, I mean, she did a massive tiling job, and it is spectacular.
And then that gives her more confidence every day that she looks at it. She realizes that she can.
Yeah, and this one particular instructor, she said, if you run into a problem, call me. Mm-hmm. So this customer called her, and turns out that the stuff that she had gotten from her place of business to use was the wrong kind of compound for the tiling.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So she went out and she bought the right thing, and then it was perfect.
Wow. Seeing the networking part aspect of it.
Yes. Yes.
It empowers the group and the help and just the that coming all together.
Yeah.
That's really great. So, okay.
And we talk every week about pride of ownership. This
right.
is exactly what B is teaching people, though. She's mm-hmm. teaching them to have pride of ownership. You know, we talked about folks not renting and buying your own home and how that makes you feel, you know, when you paint that room and to know it's yours.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
that, you know, that all that work is going into something that you own. And what she's saying now is all the money you can save by learning how to just do some of these simple repairs around your home. And the pride of ownership.
Well, that's actually that's interesting too, because it goes back into the whole Pinterest thing. My wife was, you know, using Pinterest to get ideas. Well, then something formed and we took action. It looked so beautiful that we shared it back on Pinterest, and all of a sudden it kind of exploded.
That's
a lot
wonderful.
Of people started pinning it back and
uh-huh.
and saying, wow, this is amazing. Where was this? Is this at the Taj Mahal or something? And we're like, and she's, you know, able to
that's
really say,
awesome.
Wow, I did that.
Well, see, so, B needs to be using Pinterest. You need to get all these women as they do these projects.
That's a great idea.
Have your
yeah.
own.
Yeah.
Have
that's
your
a great
own.
Idea.
Well, and it combines right into uh-huh. Facebook. Like that lady that had the salad, you can have, you know, what the garden looked like before, what the garden looked like after, and then the dinner table with the beautiful salad, the arugula, and all the onion spice and all that good stuff. It's amazing. So, okay, but you promised me, B, that you would tell us the tip. Tell everyone, our listeners,
uh-huh.
the tip about saving. So, all yours.
Well, I mean, the tip about saving is just, you know, you do it yourself. You also, what we learn, we teach people is how to ask the right questions.
Yeah, that's
like when
important.
You go into a hardware store,
mm-hmm.
so that you get what you really need
instead of what they want you
important.
To have.
And what they, yeah, and you understand. It's like the other day, I this is such a funny thing to me, but I was in a hardware store, and the first time I actually had time, like I wasn't running in and running out, and it's like, I'm going to walk around this store, like all aspects of it, and see everything that's for sale in here. And I was smiling to myself, because it's like, I would never have wanted to do that. But it was so interesting uh-huh. to me.
Uh-huh.
So You know, and I, you just, it's as you build, I mean, we have women take, we have a woman who's taken 10 classes, mm-hmm. we have others that have taken 6 or 7, you know, some have just taken, you know, whatever number, you're building upon your knowledge base, and so you're learning the basic problem-solving skills that you need when you look at, you know, you look at, a, like, you bring in somebody to fix something in your house, and they go, oh, this is the issue, and it's like, oh, my God, that's so obvious. Why didn't I see that?
Yeah.
Well, you're learning through our classes how to think that way. So.
Well, and your classes, she shared with us earlier, most of these classes are what, about $65? I mean, it's
well,
so
we have ones that are 35. Those are
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, 35 mm-hmm. are the ones that are the lecture-based classes. And 65, there are some
very
that are
affordable.
Higher. Yeah, the upholstered footstool one is higher because the expenses are higher.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get a product out at the end of it.
Yes, and I really want to emphasize is that we're providing women a very warm and supportive environment where there's no such thing as a stupid question.
That's awesome.
And that like just breathes a sigh of relief when we say that. It's like, okay.
That's awesome.
And they ask lots of wonderful questions, and then they also just. You know, learn how to lean on the other women, and they support each other, and the instructor supports them, and it's just this very wonderful place to be.
Well, so they can find you on Facebook. Your
yes.
phone number was 423-240-4420.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, this hour has gone by fast again. Thank you so much,
Bea, thank you
for being
having
here
me.
And sharing with our listeners all this valuable information. I tell you, it's amazing what people think up, the ideas they think up. And I think it's so unique what Bea has thought up, a great idea and meeting a need out there and very passionate about doing that and empowering
Absolutely.
Women.
Mm-hmm.
It's fabulous.
And it all started with the dad saying, you know, possibly a negative comment that
uh-huh.
you turned positive. So congratulations,
Bea,
on that.
Thank
Bea
you.
Bea Larie with the Women Repair Zone. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Awesome. Well, another week is wrapped with the Sabrina and Ben Real Estate Hour. If you're even interested in what your home is worth, you could call Sabrina at Sabrina
That's
Realty
right.
today.
423-499-7780.
And if you're thinking about buying a home, maybe even building a home, guess what? Sabrina and Ben can help you with that.
That's right.
Call Home Rate Mortgage today at 805-9100. You can learn online a lot about our products out there, from FHA to conventional, et cetera, et cetera. There's all kinds of, even reverse mortgages. So folks, that's homeratemortgage.com. We'll see you next week, right?
That's right.
You've been listening to the Sabrina and Ben Realty Hour with your hosts, Sabrina Smedley and Ben Phillips. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. only on Easy 106.9.